Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Tezvav. And we are on the top of Kuf Tezvav and Aleph as we continue our travels here through Yesh Nochalin, the Perek, in the first of two prakim, really, in Shas, here in Baba Basra, relating to issues of Yerusha and Nachla. The 8th and 9th Perek are all about that. The 8th Perek, per se, the 9th Perek gets into other issues as well. But we are up to Eisveh, on the top of Kuf Tezvav and Aleph. The Gemara had just discussed the issue of a mother yarshining her son. That was the Gemara, and that was the Shita that we saw yesterday of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. With the Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon said that Mida Oraisa Dvar Torah Av Yoreches Beno VeIsha Yoreches Esbena. Parents, a father yarshins the son, a mother could yarshin the her son based on the word matos. We compare matos the shvatim, mate ha'im and mate ha'av, and just like mate ha'av, the father yarshins the son, so te mate ha'im, the mother yarshins the her son. So that was the limud of Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. So now we're going to relate to that. So Eistei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, who quoted this yesterday, Mishum. Remember we said Mishum yesterday, the Rashbam says it wasn't a Rabbi Muvuk. He just quoted this. He heard him. Heard this in his name. So Rabbi Yochanan now asks, "Eisve Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Rav Shimon, Ha'ishes Benav Ha'ishes Vayla Avach Ya'im Anchilav Onochalin." Ask Rabbi Yochanan, "Isn't our Mishnah against the Shita? Because our Mishnah, remember, has the four categories back on Daf Kufches Amid Aleph, and one of the categories of Manchilin and not Nochalin." Those who give Yerusha but don't get Yerusha is Ha'isha Espana. Right? That's example in category 2 and 3. We have the son yarshining the mother. That's Nochel and not Manchil. And the Nochel and not Manchil. And then we have the mother yarshining the mother to the son is Manchil and not Nochel. But according to this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, the mother can be Nochel. Right, not just Manchil. So isn't this Shita against our Mishnah? So we could say, right, he's a Tana, he's allowed to argue, but we'll see, we'd rather not say that. Amarlei, Mishnah Seinu, Eini Yodei Mishana. So Rabbi Reb Shimon answers and says, I'm not exactly sure who the opinion of our Mishnah is. And, he's, as we'll see, I'm not sure exactly what the Drusha is. Look at Rashi, Rashbam, Mishnah Seinu, Eini Yodei Mishana, De'ena Iker. Right, it's not authoritative. Tigufa kasha kidla kamon, because it's going to be an inner contradiction anyway in the Mishnah, so you're going to have to figure out a new kimta to understand the Mishnah. So I have problems with it. So that Mishnah doesn't bother me. Hilkach, therefore, says the Rashbam, kivan de shaminan le de darish hakesha de matos kidarinan le el bepirkin lakdim haben labas benichse ha'im. Okay, we'll get to that another question the Gemara could have asked. But either way, says the reader of Shimon, there's another problem with the Mishnah anyway, so it's not authoritative that I have a problem with it. Says the Gemara of Alei Malei, why don't we just answer that the Mishnah is Rav Zecharia ben Akatzav hi to lo darish matos. We had back on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Rav Zecharia ben Akatzav, he does not darshan the word matos regarding a different halacha, so maybe that's the author of our Mishnah. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon is based on darshaning the word matos, comparing mato ha'em la mato ha'av. Right, just like the father yarshins, the mother yarshins. That's, he darshes the word matos. So maybe the Mishnah doesn't the author of the Mishnah does not darshan the word matos, and that is Rav Zecharia ben Akatzav, right, who said back on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Rav Zecharia ben Akatzav was the one that was brought in the middle in the sugyas of the Kal Vachomer and the sugyas of Dayo. The Shachar Bar Kazav said there, Echad HaBen VeEchad HaBas Shavim Menechsei Ha'im. When it comes to the mother's Yerusha, the son and the daughter are equal. Right? They would split it. That's what he darshed. He does not darsh in the word matos. So why don't you say the Mishnah is his opinion? So Gemara says, Lo Mitukma Mastisek Rav Shachar Bar Kazav. No, because then there would be another problem. You want to say the Mishnah is like Rav Shachar Bar Kazav, then the whole Mishnah has to fit into his Shita, and that would be a problem. Why? Diktani. Uvenei Achos, right, with the other part of the Mishnah. Sons of the sister. We said sons of the uncle, and we darshaned on the daf a couple of days ago. Vatana Bnei Achos, Velabanos Achos. We said only sons of the sister and not the daughters of the sister. V'yamrina l'may hilchasa, and we said there, l'may nafgamino, why do we say b'nei and apenos? V'yamrev sheshes l'kadeim, not to exclude them, but just to say the sons of the daughter go earlier than the daughters of the daughter. So, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, b'nei and apenos. V'yislagadaydach ma'asisim, z'chayim and akatzavi, and if you want to say the Mishnah is like z'chayim and akatzav, because of the other part of the Mishnah, but this line will not fit in. Ha'amar echad ben ve'echad abas shavim b'nechse ha'im. Right, this would be the daughters of the sister, but it's their mother. So, but he holds, that's what he said on Kufyat Aleph, that the son and daughters are equal in the nechasim of their mother. So the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav because of that line. That's why here Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon didn't suggest that that's whose opinion it is. So the Gemara says V'tana didan miman of shach. And what about our Mishnah? Now we're getting to the inner contradiction and problem of our Mishnah. How do we understand the Mishnah? E darish matos. If you darish in matos like Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon does right here, so ishnami tiriches benah, then the mother should yarshin the son. Right? That's the drasha we just said at the end of yesterday's daf. Matos compare mata av the mato aim, just like the mata the father yarshes, so do the mother yarshes. So if you darshin, and the Mishnah is against that. The Mishnah says that a mother does not yarshin the son. So if the Mishnah darshins the word matos, so the Mishnah should have said that the mother yarshins the son. Elo darish matos. And if the Mishnah does not darshin matos, so then the other part that we just asked, ben dekodin labas benichse ha'aim inale. How do you know that ben comes before bas benichse ha'aim? Right, we use the matos for that. So the Gemara says, and the Rashbam adds in, we'll get back to this, ain hekish lamechsa. You can't go halfway in your hekish, right, second medium line. The Rashbam says, ain hekish lamechsa. So what's the pshat? So answers the Gemara, la'olam darish matos. Really, we darshin the word matos. And if we darshin the word matos, and that is why the ben goes before the bas in the nechse ha'im. Aye, what's the problem? The problem is the mother yarshining. Why doesn't the mother yarshin then? If you darshin matos, v'shayni hacha, de'amar kra, v'chal bas, yoreshes nachala. Yoreshes, ve'ena moreshes. Right, a special drusha that you have that the mother's not going to be morish. The mother, the daughter, is only going to be yorish and not morish to her son. Okay, special clearance of custom that is darshined by the Mishnah. Good. We haven't really spoken about this, but just to make ha'ara of Ein Hekesh Lamechsa. So Baruch Hashem, Ein Hekesh Lamechsa starts with an Aleph. So if you look at the Beis HaOtzar of Rabbi Yosef Engel, he started to write his encyclopedia Talmudit, which he only got through the middle of the letter Aleph, you know, but if you look there, so in Klal Kuf Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Tezvav, and Tezayin, Yudal, Tezvav, Tezayin, he discusses Ein Hekesh Lamechsa and the different parameters of Ein Hekesh Lamechsa, because he says, Ein Hekesh Lamechsa, that his first Klal is, Shayach Rak, Hecha de'ef shalahakish l'gamrei. Ein hekesh l'metzah means where you could be makish it totally, where you could compare the context totally, so that's when we say you can't go halfway. But, masha'enkin hecha de'ef shalahakish l'gamrei. V'yesh kvar behechrich chiluk bein hadvarim, b'masha anu boim l'hakisham zelazeh. If inherently there has to be a limit in the hekesh, there's no way that you could bring over all the halachas of one area to the other area, so then this principle doesn't apply. Once some of it's limited, then you can limit it even more. Az shuv lesa leklala de nekesh lemechsa. And he quotes two columns of sources. Kadarka bakodesh. That's yiso number one in nekesh lemechsa. Number one. Number two, then he has a suffix. When we say nekesh lemechsa, we're comparing A to B. Or, he says, we're comparing Reuven to Shimon. Right? Usually we give Reuven and Shimon as names of people in cases. But here he's trying to give names of, like, context. So what do you say? Aleph and Beis, A and B. So he says Reuven and Shimon. We're comparing Reuven to Shimon. Both of those are names of parshios in the Torah, let's say. So, Ein Hekesh Lamechsa, does that mean we have to take everything from Reuven and bring it to Shimon? Or does it also mean then we have to bring everything from Shimon and bring it to Reuven? Does Ein Hekesh Lamechsa, that principle, go both ways or only one way? And again, he has a column or two related to that. Imu rak le'inyin kishe donin Reuven mishimon, donin oso l'kol dvarim, shenoagim mishimon, aval einenu le'inyin lahafoch gamkein, v'lomar. And you have to have Shas and Rishonim on your fingertips to quote from all over. And then finally, he says in Kufte Zayin, Ein Hekesh Lamechsa, Nehi Dam Rinan Hachi. Yes, we generally say that. Ein Hekesh V'Gzeir Shava Lamechsa. Al Kolze Matzido Gamkin Akeshim V'Gzeir Shavas She'enim L'Chol Advarim. But there are some times that we find that that's not true, and he quotes 21 places that you find, in his view, Hekish or Gzeir Shavala Mechsa. They're all here. We're not going to go through them now, but every Masechta in Shas. He starts with Kiddushin and Rabba Kama and Sefer Yireyim and Masechta Avodah Zarah V'chulu, Baruch Hashem. But either way, this is he quotes one from Daf Kuf Chav Dalet. We'll have to get back to in Be'ez Hashem 8 blot from now. But again, that is Rabbi Yosef Engel, a couple of comments on Ein Hekish Lamechsa in the Beis HaOtzar. Okay, Says the Mishnah, Seder Nachlos Kachu. This is the Seder of Nachlos. Interesting, one might have thought that this could have been the introductory Mishnah in the Perek. It's the second one, but it's similar. Both of these first two Mishnayos are general rules. Remember, the first Mishnah said, these are the categories of people. The Yarshin, that are Manchil, Nochel, Bechulu, both, neither. So now the Mishnah goes through the order. Seder Nachlos Kachu. This is the Seder of Nachlos. Ish ki amuz uven ein lo. V'havartim et Nachlos v'labito. A man dies, he has no son, and therefore the Nachla passes to the daughter. Right? We had that before. What does that obviously mean? Ben kodim labas. Right? If there is no son, then the daughter is going to Yarshin. Which means if there is a son, he goes first. So the son goes before the Baas. And now the Mishnah adds the Chiddush of this Mishnah. Kol yotze yerecho shel ben kodmin labas. Not only does the son go before the daughter, but let's say the son died already, before the father died. And the son has progeny. The son has children. All those grandchildren, go before the daughter. Because the yotze yerecho of somebody earlier on the list goes before somebody who is closer on the list, you might have thought. A great-grandson of the son would go before, would get all the Yerusha, because he is coming in place of his grandfather, right? And they would go ahead of the daughter, who is just one generation away. We'll see who argues with that. Ben Hashem. Even a granddaughter, yes. A daughter of a son would get the entire Yerusha, unlike the daughter, and we'll see that the Tzdukim did not believe in that, but we'll see. So that's number one. So the ben kodem labas, bas kodemes la'achin, and a daughter. Let's say there are no sons. There's a daughter. The daughters go before the brothers, right? Even though the brothers would go next if there is no father, right? If it's son and then daughter and then father. If there's no father, then it goes down to the brothers. So the daughters would go before the brothers. Yotze Yerecha shel bas kodem la'achin. Right, who had all progeny that comes out from the daughter also goes ahead of the brothers as well. Next, achin kodmin la'achi ha'av. Brothers go before uncles. Let's say the case of, as we know, the Reuven dies. Reuven dies, so Reuven's kids should get it. There are no kids, so then his father Yaakov gets it. And if Yaakov's not alive, then the other Shimon and Levi and all the brothers get it. So those brothers go before Esav, right? They would go before the father's brothers. Achi kodmin la'achiyav, and yotzi yerechan shel achid kodmin la'achiyav also, right? They go before. And Zeh, we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's just finish. Zeh ha'klal, and this is the rule. Kala kodim binachla, yotzi yerecho kodmin. Anyone who's earlier on the list, all of the progeny of that person also goes earlier on the list. Yotzi Yerecho Kodmim. V'ha'av Kodem L'kol Yotzi Yerecho. What does that last line mean? The Gemara will talk about it. We'll just translate. The father goes before any of the Yotzi Yerecho. What does that mean? The father of the deceased goes before the children of the deceased? That's not true. It means the father of the deceased goes before progeny, meaning the father goes before the brothers. That's what this last line is saying, as we will see. Okay, a lot to talk about here. First, let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Nachlos, the different order of... this is the Rambam's first halacha in Hilchos Nachlos. The second Mishnah in our parak is his first halacha. Hilchos Nachlos, remember the Rambam says, Mitzvah aseh achas vihi din seder nachlos. I was just reading last week, the Rambam at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvos, the end of the Shrushim, where he talks before he gets into... I'm sorry, the end of Mitzvah aseh. The end of Mitzvah aseh, after the Mitzvah of Yerusha, that's why I had this open, the Mitzvah 248 is Yerusha, after that he talks about different rules of things that he has done. He says, how many mitzvahs are shayach bizman hazeh, and how many mitzvahs are incumbent on each and every person, not just situational, not just, if you steal, then you have to return the loss of the stolen item. No, that's not a mitzvah that's incumbent upon. He said there are 60 mitzvahs that are incumbent on each and every person, period. And the others are situational, and others, but after that he says, and also, obviously, as I've said, you count inyanim. You don't just count obligations. And one of them on the list is Nachlos, Yerusha. It's just dealing with the situation, just like the Rambam counts Shor and Bor and Toin V'Nitan and other situations that come up. So says the Rambam, it's one mitzvah d'Nachlos. Say the Nachlos kachu, Mishemes Yerashua Banav, Vein Kodmin Lakol, Vazacharim Kodmin L'Nekevus. Number one, his children, Banav, and he says we included in Banav is males before females. V'chol makom ein lekeva imazachar v'yerusha. V'chulu. V'chol akodem enachlo yotze yerecho kodmin. L'fichach, says the Rambam. Misha meis ben ish ben isha im hiniach ben yoresh akol. Lo nimsa lo ben ba'olam ma'aynin al zaro shel ben. As we'll see in the Gemara. Im nimsa lo beno zera ben zachar ben akevos afilu bas beno. Even if it's the great-great-granddaughter of his son, Atzofa Olam, she's going to get it before anybody else. Hitirash Esakol. Lo nimsa lo zera ben chozrin eitzel habas. Then you go to the daughter. And then if you find the bas habas, right, she's going to go in front of everybody. And he continues and goes through all of the family trees in this first parak. One ha'ara, later on in the parak, the Rambam has one exception to the rule. One exception to the rule of Yotze Yerecho Arkodim. And that is Baal Yoresh Zishto. Right, as we've said before, that's an exception. That's a unique type of Yerusha. Says the Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis, Ein HaBaal Yoresh Ishto V'hu Bekever. Kishar Yarshim Shal Mishpacha Sa'av. As we've said, if the son dies, then his kids can still Yarshim. If the husband dies before the wife, and then the wife dies, the husband's Yerushim don't get it. Let's say the husband has other sons that he didn't have from this wife. It's the wife's kids that are going to get it, not the husband's kids. That's an exception to the rule of the Yotze Yerecho, of one earlier on the list, is going to get it first, unlike this. Baal Shemes V'acharkach Mesa Ishto, Ein Omrim, Hol V'Habal Hayakodim L'Kol Adam B'Yerushasa, Kach Yorshe HaBaal Yiktimu L'Shar Yorshe HaYisha. No, El Yorshe HaYisha Mimishpachas Beisavia, Heim Yorshenosa Imesa Achar Baila. So that's an exception to the rule in terms of the Yotze Yerecho. Number one. Number two, let's return to a question that we discussed back at the beginning of the Perek in our introductory statements, and then we'll have some nafkaminas to that question now. And that is the issue of brothers. When a brother yarshins, why does a brother yarshin, let's say again, Reuven dies, so Shimon's going to yarshin. Does Shimon yarshin per se through himself as an independent mekabel? Shimon gets it from Reuven? What do we say? No, Shimon gets it, because after all, if Yaakov's alive, Yaakov goes before Shimon. So maybe, because that's true, we should say that even when Yaakov dies, the father, Shimon's getting it through Yaakov, it's going up and down, right? It's not going across. So that is a question that is dealt with. We mentioned then, back at the beginning of the parak, maybe that's what the Tosfos Harid is emphasizing. Tosfos Harid asked, there on Daf Kuf Ches, why does the Mishnah say the names of the categories, and then at the end of category two, the Mishnah repeats, Nochalin v'lo manchilin. Why does it repeat that? When it's talking about the brothers. So the Tosfos Harid said, if you remember, Nirali delokoi elu nochalin manchilin v'chulu, v'gamo achim enam nochalin manchilin. He has an extra line there. The Achim and Am are also Nochalu Manchil. What did that mean? So in the footnotes here in the Tosfos Rid, he suggested that maybe it means, as emphasizing that the brothers are getting it qua brothers, not qua sons of the father. Right? So that's his suggestion. So that is the question. That's the machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. Beis Yosef and the Ramah argue, machlokas the Ramban and the Rashbam also, which we'll get to later on in the parak. But it's the machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. And the Darkei Moshe here in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, the Ramas, the Beis Yosef quotes that it goes for through themselves, and then the Darkei Moshe, I'll just read, the Rama argues on that. V'tzarachi and toha achiv gamkein mikach aviv heim ba'im li rosh. V'imkein ein chilek bein achiv l'achi aviv. The Rama is emphasizing that it's going through the father and not going direct. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? What's the difference whether it goes directly or through the father? So a number of interesting nafkaminas that come up. What if the father owed money to Baal Echovos? So could the father take some of this Yerusha? Because it goes, that's the question. So if it goes through the father, Pivager has this question in a tshuva. If it goes through the father, so then the father's Baal Echovos could go take it, because it was really the father's before it went to the brothers. But if it goes directly to the brothers, then it's not going to go. You're right, if the father was alive, it would go to him. But the chiddush of the Torah is that once there's no father, it goes directly to the brothers, from brother to brother. And therefore, the Baal Echovos of the father wouldn't be able to take it. Another nafkamina the Rebbe Kivager has here. Omar Yaakov Lefnei Moso. Ruvain Bini Yerasheni. person says before he dies, my son Reuven shall inherit me. Vameis, and then the person dies. Vekaes ba'im Reuven v'Shimon lirash as Levi achiem shemeis. He says, my son Reuven's gonna yarshin me. That's what I decide. Is he allowed to do that? We'll have to get to that later in the parak about whether one is allowed to be masna mashukas of a Torah. But let's assume for now, yes. So he says, Reuven, my son, gets all of my stuff. And then what happens? He dies, and then Levi dies, the third brother. So now what? So what about Shimon? Levi's stuff, who does that go to? If it goes through the father, then the father said that all my stuff is going to Reuven. So then Levi's stuff will go ki'ilu to the father b'kever, and then go all the way go down to Reuven. But if Levi's stuff goes directly to the brothers, then Shimon gets half. Because it doesn't go through the father, it's directly, the father says only my stuff is going to be arshin by Reuven. And not, he can't control anything else that it never had. There's another nafkamina that is suggested. Number two. Number three, there's a Mordechai. There's a Mordechai in Kiddushin. The Mordechai says that a mumar, the halacha, that a mumar does not yarshin, we'll have to get to this, does not yarshin the father. That's only somebody who is, who's anti-lahachis, shalom ismait elam yirushas aviv. A mumar, where the Gemara says, according to a certain opinion, that it does not yarshin the father, he's only excluded from yirushas aviv, but he's included in all other yirushos. So is this called yirushas aviv or not? To yarshin the brother. Right? Does it go through the father? If it goes through the father, this is yirushas aviv, even the mumar won't get it. Mashenken, if it goes directly to him, then it would be, okay, interesting, all different questions about it. One more. One other issue that's interesting, the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Rotzeach. And the Chazon Ish has an important comment. The Rambam writes Hilchas Rotzeach, let me find it. Beginning of Hilchas Rotzeach. The Rambam says, so let me just get it here. The Rambam, the end of Sefer Nezikin. Beginning of Hilchas Rotzeach. What's the first halach in Hilchas Rotzeach? Kol horeg nefesh adam Yisrael over below saseh. Somebody kills somebody, they get a low saseh. Shenemar lo tirtzach. V'imratzach bezadon, bifnei edim, misasu besayif, v'pi yeshu alamdu, su misas besayif. V'eit sharakas chavar bebarzel, no matter what you killed with. Halacha base. Mitzvah biyad goel hadam. Shenemar, goel hadam hu yamisis arotzeach. It's mitzvah, the goel hadam. So what is the goel hadam? Well, you know what that means. Relatives. Hu yamisis arotzeach. How far? What relative are we talking about? Next line of the Rambam. V'chol haroi li Yerusha, hu goel hadam. Whoever is roi for Yerusha is considered the Goal Hadam. Lo ratza Goal Hadam, if the Goal Hadam doesn't want to kill him, Moshe lohe yachol amiso, shein lo Goal Hadam, bezden mamisa nazar roseach basayef. The Goal Hadam, roi Yerusha. So who's called roi Yerusha? How far do you go? How far do you go in roi Yerusha? Right? Says the Chazon Ish, regarding this halacha, it's got to be one of the primary relatives. One of the primary relatives that get it directly. That get it directly from the Niftar. That's what the Chazon Ish says in Sanhedrin in Siman Yutes. Dikteka Rambam haroi liyerusha hainu afilu eino yoresh v'ratzalomar av ve'aim ben ubas ach v'achot. That's what the Chazon Ish assumes. Those six. She kiruvan nosein lahem din yoresh v'hainu vav krovim. Even though sometimes the uncle and the cousins also get it if there's nobody else closer, they're not direct. They're going through whoever they're coming through. But the ones that are talked about here are father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister. Meaning, what is the Chazon Ish saying? Those six are direct. So the brothers aren't going through the father to going through the son. So that's what he's saying, that the royal Yerusha, right, just from that lashon, it's direct. And then he quotes in the end of that paragraph. Ach is direct; it doesn't go through. That's the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe that we just said. And then he quotes Ayin Chus Rabbi Kiveger, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, also what we just said. But this is a major topic about the brothers, the lumdis of the brothers getting it. Okay, so that's back to the Mishnah. So we had the brothers, and then we had the Rambam with one exception to the rule, and now we get into the Gemara. Tana Rabban, Ben. So the Torah says Ben. Ein li ela ben haben, o bas haben, o ben bas haben minayin. I only know a son Yarshin. How do I know the descendants of the son Yarshin? The Yotze Yerecho, Tamalomar, ein lo. He doesn't have ein lo ayein alav. So what is it? What is that drasha? Ayein. You research and scrutinize him to see if he has any descendants. The Rashbam quotes here, as this comes up in Kiddushin also, Ain, once in a while, very not often, once in a while is spelled without a yud. So the fact that there's a yud here means you could darshan the yud as if the yud has a sound, not just ain, but ayin. Switch around the aleph and the ayin, and that's what the mechanism of drasha that's being used here. Analyze, look at him to see if he has any descendants. If he has descendants, then they could yarshin before him. That's Ben. Bas. Stop there for a moment. We're in the middle of the sentence, but just two important haras. One is a very obvious question that has to be answered, and that is, I don't know if we dealt with this already. Why doesn't the Torah say Ben explicitly? Right, the Torah says that, or even before that, it only said, that's one question. We'll deal with that soon. But Hashem, that why does it say, if there is no son, why? So that you know that the son comes first. Why doesn't it say son, number one? So that's a question we're not going to deal with right now. The other question is, why doesn't it say father, literally, beferish? Right, we discussed this already at the beginning of the parak. Let's just review it again. It's a Ramban. I don't think I quoted the Ramban there. What does it say? We darshan av, if you remember, based on she'er, ze'av, different drushes. But asks the Ramban, v'mein lo ben v'sadem v'sachlozo lecha. This is the Ramban in Pinchas. The Ramban says, v'kiya kiblu raboseinu ki ha'av yoreshes b'no kasher meis below zera v'lo hiskir hakasav zeh. Why not? Says the Ramban, three opinions, three pshatim. Number one, Vatam ki b'mishmati ayirusha kalaman chil nochel ki akurva shaveh. The kiman shomer akasav shaben yoreshes aviv gamav yoreshes ben. Answer number one is as if it said it. We know, unless you know otherwise, it's always two directional, manchil and nochel. So if it says that the son yarshes the father, so as if it says the father yarshes the son. That's number one, even though there are exceptions to the rule. Number one. Number two, says the Ramban. Sorry?
Ben's not beferish.
And Ben's not beferish either. Right. Ben, it's the Ben is mefurish in terms of Bechlalava Tashumia Hain, at least. It doesn't not mention it at all. Doesn't say the word. Number one. Number two says the Ramban, and this is what he likes. It's not such a nice thing to explicate that a parent, a father, is going to predecease the son's going to predecease the father. The Torah doesn't want to write Derech Klala. Says the Ramban, ki derech bracha yadaber velo benichrasim. Right, you don't want to say that somebody's children are nechras. Number two. Number three, says the Ramban, just on a practical level, maybe there wasn't a case for the Bai Haaretz. Remember, this was all said as a reaction to Bno Slavchad and a Lamaisa. So you're right, it's true, but maybe it was not needed for that generation, and Moshe wasn't going through every single prat of that generation. V'ulai lo hayazeh b'Bai Haaretz sheyin chol aves haben shebohem yidaber. Number three. So three ideas the Ramban gives why father is not mefurish. But again, back to the Gemara. So we say, you have to look into the Ben Ayin Alav. Asks Tosvos, why do you need a special drusha of Ayin Alav? V'im Tomar says Tosvos on top. Tepuk lei to Bnei Banim Harayim Kabanim. Isn't it a svara the Gemara gives elsewhere? That often we have the principle of grandchildren are like children. And this comes up often in various areas of halacha. I think we discussed years ago, right? What happens if by mistake, or even not by mistake, let's say, are you allowed to write in Ksuba the grandfather? Let's say the child has no relationship with the father. Right? Are you allowed to write the grandfather's name? What about getting an aliyah? Do we say B'nai Banim Harayim Kabanim? Let's say various issues in various areas of halacha. This principle comes up of kibud av ha'eim. There's an idea of kavod saba, but is that part of kibud av ha'eim daraisa, or is that just extension? Right, we know that Menashe and Ephraim had a relationship with their grandfather. As the Rav Soloveitchik points out, that that's the first grandfather grandson relationship in the Torah, at least beferish recorded. Right, we have no explicit record of Avraham having any relationship with Yaakov, or Yitzchak have any relationship with the Shvatim. They overlapped in their life, but we don't have any recorded relationship. But Yaakov, right, gave brachas to his grandchildren. Right, so that's the first. That's why he's called the Zakein in the Midrashim. But either way, so is Bnei Banim Harei Kabanim, like, is that Mamish a din of Kibud Av Ha'eim or not? So again, this is an important principle. So ask Tosfos, that's a svara. So what do you need a specific pasuk to teach me that the Ben HaBen is going to be included? Just say Bnei Banim Harayim Kabanim. Says Tosfos, and this is a discussion of Tosfos in all the places where this comes up, in Kiddushin, and here, Yevamis, I think, V'yesh Lomar, Tahasam, Dechsiv, V'zera Ein La, Mizera mashva b'nei banim. There's a difference between the word zera and the word ben. Zera includes b'nei banim. Ben only includes first generation. That's Tosfos. It's interesting, though, because there's so that we're saying zera is more inclusive. But on the other hand, the Gemara says elsewhere that zera might only include zera kosher, while ben might even include ben pasul. So the in one way it's more inclusive, one way it's less inclusive. Look a little bit later on. Look in the middle of Tosfos. V'im Tomar kivan de'ein b'nei banim kibanim. So if you see it's not automatic where it says ben in the Torah, so minolan gabe yibum de poter haben min ayibum ben haben min ayibum. What happened by yibum? Right, if somebody has a child, there's no yibum. What if they don't have a child, they have a grandchild? So it says in the Torah, ben. So how do you know ben b'nei banim? How do you know it's automatic? So v'chitei madanafkalon me'ein lo ha'ishrach l'rabos mamzer. Right, you need that to include mamzer. V'yesh lo mar d'shkulam em yevoshneim. Well, why would you include one more than the other? Right, they're equal, so you include both of them. Inami de'ben ha'ben nafkalei milo yimacheh shemo miYisrael. Prat l'zeh she'ein shemo machui. It says his name shouldn't be blotted out. If he has a grandchild, his name is not blotted out. So either way, the Gemara, go through here, different words in the Torah. Every time the Torah uses a word, it means something and includes more and it excludes. The word ben and zera are not the same, and therefore sometimes they are including more, sometimes they are excluding more. Again, a big discussion. Let's continue. So that's how we know ben and the ben's descendants. Bas, second to last line, ein li ela bas, bas abas, uben abas, ubas ben abas minayin. How do we know any of the descendants of the daughter come right after, come in place of the daughter, before any others? Tam alomer, ein lo, ayein alav. Same thing. Right, ha-ketzad. So, and you always look for a descendant. You always look. Ha-ketzad. So now the Brisa continues. What does this mean? Rashbam says this ha-ketzad is asking, how do you know that it not only means that you have to go down and look for a descendant, but if you can't find any descendant down, go up and look for a descendant. Go up in generations to the closest descendant, right? Like the uncle and the others. How do you know that? Ha-ketzad. Nachla mimashmeshmesh v'holeches ad Ruvain. Nachla goes all the way back up to Ruvain, to the oldest Shevet. So it goes all the way back up. So if you don't have a descendant, you go back up and up and up the family tree all the way back until you find somebody that is related to this person. V'leimad Yaakov. Why does the Brisa say ad Ruvain? Why didn't he go to Yaakov Avinu? V'leimad Yaakov, go up one more generation. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, because it's never going to happen. You're never going to have to go past that generation. Gemiri, lokal shifta. We have a Mesora. There's never going to be the Shvatim, a Shevet is never going to be wiped out. The lokal shifta. Aye, we have the 10 lost tribes, and there's a machlokas, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, whether they're going to be Asid and Lachsa or not. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu will figure that out, right? But we have a Mesora that lokal shifta, and therefore you're not going to have to go beyond Ruvain. Says the Rashbam. Rashbam says it is a pasuk. He says, "Lo kala shifta." Look at the sixth or seventh wide line of the Rashbam. Amar Abaya, Im Kain, Nimsa Shevet Echad Kala Miyisrael. If you have to go past Ruvain, the Gemiri to Lo kala shifta. V'Ra'ila Davar B'Malachi, Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, V'Atem Bnei Yaakov Lo Kilisem. Right, it's a pasuk in Malachi. We spoke about it in Navi Shir this week. Whenever there's a double lashon used, the Vilna Gaon says, based on a Gemara in Shavuos, it's a lashon of a shvua. Right, so here the double lashon. Lo shanisi, lo chilisem. So it's a shvua. There's always going to be the lo kala shifta. Right, so this is an important discussion. The Meshech Chachma discusses this as well. Given enough time to go through the whole thing for the Meshech Chachma in Dvarim. In Bamidbar, here in Perek Tes Halacha Yud, he talks about this in the context of Pesach Sheni. Ish ish ki yatamei lenefesh. The Meshech Chachma discusses. First, again, classic, he says, why didn't it say Pesach Sheni until now? Why did it say it, you know, before Matan Torah? Why didn't it say Parshas Bo? Pesach Sheni is only mentioned here in Bamidbar, in Baloscha, and not earlier. So he suggests that before, and he does this a few times in his commentary, before Chet Egel, things were different. Things would have been different. Says the Meshech Chachma, before the Chet Egel, we wouldn't have needed a Beis HaMikdash or a Mishkan. B'chol makom asher azkir shmi, avo alecha v'rachticha, and I would have had the Hashraz HaShechina everywhere. Only after Chet HaEgel and we needed an inspirational place to go and for us to be mefaneh our levavot. So in that context, after having that chiddush, he discusses that there's a difference between the yachid and the tzibur. Again, we're not going to go through it, but then he says there, there are many halachos that are tali on shvatim, and not on yachidah, but not on the tzibur. What if one shevet is tamei? What do you do with Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni? If a Yachid is Tamei, he has to wait to Pesach Sheni. If the Tzibur is Tamei, they do a Pesach Rishon. What if a whole Shevet is Tamei? Says the, at least one opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, Psachim Daf Pei, Afim Shevet Echa Tamei, Yasu Kulan Betumah. They do a Betumah. Tavi Kamot Tzibur Tamei. Why? Because they're a Shevet. And a Shevet is a special status, and he quotes, Gimiri Delokala Shifta. And that's why for also Parhelim Levershal Tzibur, there are certain deos and harios, that if the robe of the Shevet does the Aveir B'Shogeg, then they bring the Parhelim Levershal Tzibur, even though they're not the whole Tzibur, because they're a Shevet. And a Shevet has a status. And this is beautifully illustrated by the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, the Griz, in Parshas Vayechi, based on Unkelus. What does the Pasuk say? Vayomer Eli. The Pasuk says here in Vayechi, Hineni mafrecha v'er b'sichon zaticha l'kal amim. Yaakov Avinu says, Hashem promised to be mafre umar b'mi, and I'll make you l'kal amim. V'nasathi esaretz hazos v'yata. Shnei v'necha, your two children are going to be Kiruvim v'Shimon. Right, Yaakov talking to Yosef. Nira bira Pasuk, says the Griz, quoting the Unkelus, what does l'kal amim mean? Right, that Hashem promised me, I'll give you kal amim. L'kinshas shivtin. Gathering of Shvatim. Ratzolomar, Dinemra Bazeh Haftacha al Adin Shal Shvatim. There's not just a din that you're going to have a nation, you're going to have Shvatim in the nation. Veneschadish Bazeh Din Shal Shvatim. Venomar Shamacharkach Ves Haaretz. Vezel Sharmal Yosef Tacharation Eschadish Din Shal Shvatim. Now I'm going to give you the gift of having two of your sons having the status of Shvatim. Kiruvin Veshimon Yuli. Ubira davar, dekivan d'asa osam shvatim, emedlo yesh lehem abris shal shvatim, she yiskaimu la'olam, gemiri d'lokal shifta. There's a bris on Klal Yisrael, and then there's a bris of shvatim, a special din of the bris of shvatim, and then he quotes, this helps explain other halachas, other psukim as well, but that's an important ha'ara, there's an idea of shvatim, and right here we have it, gemiri d'lokal shifta. Good. So it says, continuing the Gemara. Again, there's a lot here. We could also talk about Yerusha goes all the way back to before Matan Torah. Well, before Matan Torah, they had the status of Jews, or they had the status of Bnei Noach, right? And we had a couple of days ago, Nitna Torah and Ischat Shehalacha, right? But this is just, there's two related sugyas. One was that we said before, meaning are you allowed to learn from before Mamed Har Sinai, Nitna Torah and Ischat Shehalacha, what was mentioned. The other related topic is, what was the status of Am Yisrael before Mamed Har Sinai? What was the status of Amram? Was Amram a Jew? Right, we usually think of Amram as a Jew. Or was he a B'nai Noach with a couple of extra mitzvos? We said, there could be different formulations. Was he a super B'nai Noach? Was he a mini Jew? Was he a full Jew at the time, but just with less mitzvos? Again, there's a big discussion. The Ramban discusses this in Parshas Emor. He has 2 days about this. He argues with the Rabbi Seinu at Sarfatim, whether they have the status of B'nai Noach or not, and obviously the one that quotes all of the sources is the Mishnah Melech in the Parshas Drachim. The whole Sefer is about that topic. Okay, Amar Vayta, let's continue. Amar Afuna Marav, third line, Kol HaOmer Tirash Bas in Bas HaBen. If somebody says, let's say the son dies, everybody agrees that the son goes first. What if the son dies and the son has a daughter? And the Niftar also has a daughter. So who's left? You have two descendants. You have a daughter and a granddaughter. That is a machlokes between the Sukkim and the Prushim. Whoever says that a daughter should equal get with a granddaughter, afilu nasi sheba Yisrael, even if he's a nasi in Israel, ain shomin lo, you don't listen to him. What does that mean, even if he's a nasi in Israel? Says the Rashbam, even if he's a dayan, and he comes to this maskana, afilu haya dayan nasi sheba Yisrael, shakol nimni nimola dun kamoso. He's the gadol ador, even if he says this. Or Tosva says, even if he wants to do this as a hora shah. Right, top Tosfos. Sherutz l'takin l'fit sarach shah. Right, the rabbis are allowed to violate certain things. Eliyahu Bahara Carmel, right, and others. So you're allowed to violate things temporarily, not this one. Even if a Nasi Shabbat Yisrael wants to say this, you don't listen. She'enon ela maisa stukim. This is what the stukim believed. the tzukim, and we're always very strongly publicly against the tzukim. Why? The tzukim said the Tanya as follows. Barba Esther and Beteves. This is quoting from Megillas Tainus, the scroll that was extinct in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, of all the days that they made holidays. And you weren't allowed to fast, and you weren't allowed to have a spaydim. So on the 24th day of Teves, Barba Esther and Beteves, Tavna Ledinana, the din returned to what it was supposed to be. What happened? Shai Tztukim Omrim, Tira Shabbas and Bas HaBen. The Tztukim said the daughter and the granddaughter equal. Why? Because, we'll see, what they believe. They darshim psukim. The Rashbam quotes the psukim that they darshim. Nitva lehen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai started dealing with them and say, what are you talking about? Amar lehem shotim. Minayin zelachem. Right? Fools, how do you know this? V'lo haya adam shechziru davar chutz bizachan echad. Nobody started up and was able to answer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai from this tukim except for one elder. Shahaya mefat peit kinegdo. V'omer. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I'll give you the svara. I'll give you the svara. Why? What do we hold? We hold the daughter gets everything. I'm sorry. The granddaughter gets everything. The daughter of the son would get everything, but the daughter of the niftar would get nothing because there was a son here, right? Says the Gravi Omer. So says the Tztuki, but this is what I darshan. Uma meis bino haba mikoach ma bas bino haba mikoach bino tirashenu. If the daughter of the son, who's coming in place of the son, he's going to yarshin. Bito haba mikocholo kol shekein. The daughter is coming in the place of the niftar. Isn't the daughter closer than granddaughter? And therefore, say the Tztukim, that's why you should at least have it equal. You should at least have it equal, the daughter and the granddaughter. Kara alav hazamikrazeh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai called about him the following pasuk. Ela, to answer. Ela b'nei Seir hachori, Yoshvei haaretz. These are the children of Seir hachori, the people who lived in the aretz, Yoshvei haaretz. Lotan, shoval, v'tzivyon, va'ana. So you see, what's the ana? Ana is the brother of Tzivon. That's the first pasuk. Ana is the brother of Zivon. Next pasuk, Viksiv, Ela b'nei Tzivyon ve'aya ve'ana. Ana is the son of Zivon. Is Ana the son of Zivon, or is the son Ana the brother of Zivon? Right? So Ela, Milamed, Rashi quotes this on Chumash, Milamed but Zivon alimo, must be that Zivon had a terrible relation. He was Boel, incest with his mother, Vaholid Ana. So Ana was his brother from his mother, and it was his son from himself, right? That's how you know. But what do you see from there? Even though it was a grandson of Seir, it's called a son. So you bumped up the son. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, sometimes you see grandchildren go up to the status of children. And therefore, just because it's a granddaughter and a daughter, don't tell me that a daughter is always going to be before the granddaughter. Period. Stop there for a moment. A couple of points to mention. Number one is, what exactly is the depth of this machlokas? We know many of the machlokas between the Sukkim and the Prushim have some symbolic nature, right? Maybe Mechor Ezer Shabbos has that symbolic nature, but what is the symbolic nature of this machlokas? There's a beautiful Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Emes LeYaakov on Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Dalet. He talks about this machlokas wasn't just about a technical halacha about a Yerusha. This was a fundamental machlokas about the afterlife. Do you believe in the afterlife? If you don't believe in the afterlife, then of course daughter should be at least as good as granddaughter. The daughter is closer. Hey, look at the person who died. The daughter is a closer relative than the granddaughter. So that's why the tzukim say the daughter should at least get the same as the granddaughter. But if you believe that there's a nefesh there, even after a person dies, then that svar doesn't apply. There's a nefesh of the son, and the granddaughter is now going piggybacking on the dead son's shoulders. So that's not farther, right? The nefesh exists also. Says Rabbi Yaakov, the be'emes nechlu kukanat stukim lefi daitam hamutes shekafru pa'asharas hanefesh. They denied that there's a nefesh afterlife. The imkim oshayach l'du din mishmush. There's no such thing as going through the kever. Nimsa shalafi shitasam hakozeves hukrachulomar hodi yarshin yarshi ameis la mishum, that it goes through the kever, but it's direct. Kurvis atzmam. That's what they were into. V'nimsa debasa ben yoreshes rak b'beishi kurvaso shalazake. And that's why they have the kavachomer. But obviously, we argue v'yamna matstuki ton kinegar v'yachem etzakai shein raya. But that is what obviously we hold, that it goes through the kever, and that is a reflection that we believe that there is something after death, right? It's not that anything ends, and that is why we made a yontif about this. It wasn't stam about a detail of halacha. Umi shafir lefize mashakavu osu ayam liyantif. Lo nitzchum bistam eza halacha eladachu kol shitasam b'mashakafru b'hasharas hanefesh, says Rabbi Yaakov. V'dok, and therefore, that is why it is such a holiday. The Tztukim and the Prushim, if you remember, that comes up at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Right? That's where the Tztukim and the Prushim, we first meet them. Right? The Mishnah there says, if you remember, Shmaya v'Avtalyon. Shmaya and Avtalyon, what did Shmaya say? He said, and Avtalyon said, Shmaya and Avtalyon said what they said. Sorry, let me just find the Mishnah. But if you look in the earlier Mishnah, as we know, the Mishnah said to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelo Amanas Lakabal Pras. So that could also, don't serve Hashem on the, you're going to get a reward, but don't serve Hashem Amanas to get a reward. So that could also easily have been interpreted as, if you put the Shelo somewhere else, Shelo Amanas Lakabal Pras, Amanas Shelo Lakabal Pras. You're not going to get a schar. It's a very tricky line to say. So the Chazal say, based on that line, there were some that were led astray based on that line. Says the Rambam I'm reading from in the Pirush of Mishnayos. V'haya l'chacham hazeh shnei tamidim. Shema echa tzadok, v'shema sheni baitus. Right, the tztukim and the baitusim, right, tzadok and baitus. V'kasher shamu sha'amar davar zeh. Once they heard him say this, yasumi lefanav, v'amar ha'echa l'sheni, ki arav far be'er beferish, she'ein sham lo gmul v'lo onesh. Have a sitter. And the, right, the, our Rebbe said that the, there's no gushchar v'onesh, right? We're not going to get any. V'ein sham tikva klal. And we're not, there's no hope. So says the, right, it's Atigonish Yisocho. Right, that's who I was saying. It's Rabbi Avtalyon. That was later. Atigonish Yisocho is the one that said Amanas Lakabal Pras. So he had these two students, Tzadok and Baitus, and therefore one of them said, "It's all done." Shelo Hevinu Mataraso Alav Hashalom. They didn't understand what he was saying. V'Yidbril Zal Zev Akafir Batara. V'Yidis Kapsul Azekal Zekad. And therefore they said, "Okay, we're throwing it all away." The problem is, says the Rambam, if they would have come, they knew, if they would come and say there's no such thing as Torah, there's no such thing as anything, nobody would believe them. So they had to accept something, at least to show others that they accepted. That's why they said, you know what? Let's stick to Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebalpeh, we don't need that. Torah Shebichsav will say. They accepted that because they knew they wouldn't be accepted unless they accepted something. The kibun she yefshal lahem l'rakezes hamonim saviv ha'emuna shehu hushgalahem l'fi sheha'emuna ha'ra'a hazu mafrida bein ha'me'uchadim v'heich ta'achedes ha'mefuradim therefore chazu la'ameses ha'davar she'em yichol nachishu esel ha'mon. Torah Shebichsav, you can't argue on that. They accepted that. But Torah Shebalpeh, no way. So where does it say in Torah Shebichsav that there's hasharas ha'nefesh? Where does it say anywhere that there's life after death? Doesn't say that anywhere. Right, all the brachos, we understand all the brachos in Bechukosai and elsewhere, as talking about Lasilavo. But it doesn't say Beferish anywhere. We know why doesn't it say Beferish anywhere? Anything about Olam Haba? Because it can't be put into words. It can't be put into words because we can't fathom it. Right, as imagine trying to explain astrophysics to a horse. You can't. There's no words that could say that. It's just not shayach. So it's not shayach to talk to us about Olam Haba and to put it into words, unless it's in a mashal, like Arichas Yamim and rain and other types. But it's impossible. But the Tztukim said no, and this is exactly one of the machlokos on Ardaf that the Tztukim and the Prushim had, and they made a yantif. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a yantif on the day that he was able to get it back. Let's just start the next line, but we're really going to have to stop in the middle. So the Gemara just says, "V'til matrei anahavu." Maybe there were two anas. You don't have to say that he was Boel his mother. So Amar Rabba, no. Amina milsa de lo amar Shvar Malka. I'm going to tell you something that not even Shvar Malka said. Who is Shvar Malka? Manu Shmuel. Or Yigad Amri Amar of Papa. Amina milsa de lo amar Shvar Malka Manu Rabba. Amar Kra v'hu ana, hu ana de meikara. Hu ana, that's emphasizing, it's the same ana. It's the same ana, hu ana de meikara. Period. You know, that's such an amazing, stupendous drusha that they say, oh, even Shmuel never said such a drusha. Interesting introduction that they were so excited about that drusha. Period. Okay, well, we're in the middle of the conversation, but of the Stuki and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but we'll have to stop there by Omar Lay. Hashem, we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.